Yes, Guy's Night Out coming up at Fat Daddy's in Mansfield.
That was highly successful last time.
And we will see everybody out there Thursday. We'll have entertainment news coming up here.
The chilling encounter that Sandra Bullock had with her stalker.
Hey, boys, real quickly, some minor Cowboys breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
If we are to believe Adam Schefter of ESPN, the Cowboys are going to release Kyle Orton.
Okay, what's that going to cost him? Anything?
Yeah, well, yeah, because if he would have retired, he would have had to give him $3 million back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
Yep.
So long, Kyle.
Been
so
good
long.
To know you. All right, last night I went to the screening, a screening of a film, a new film that is about to come out.
A film.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one's got some legs.
Now, a couple things here. We get invited to screenings of new films all the time.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
And I never go. I don't know about you boys, but I never go because they start at 7.
Right.
And that's as I found out last night, that is a damn hard 7,
too. It's a World Cup hard time. I mean, it starts right away.
It's big thumbs down.
So, I'm the kind of guy, anyway, that if I can't get in there at the start of something, I don't like to walk in on it late. So, I don't go to these things. But, because I did a little bit of movie binging while we were on vacay, and because I saw the trailer to this, and because we're going to have the guy on with us
mm-hmm.
in a couple days here, I decided I would go over there and fight through it. So I make my way over to the Magnolia after we're done last night.
The Independent Film House.
And as I walk in, there's a sign where you get tickets that says the film is already sold out.
No.
So I walk in there anyway, and I stand right where the ramp kind of takes you into the theater. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll watch a few minutes of this, and then I'm going to get out of here. Because there were no seats, it was dark, and I'd already missed the first half hour of it. Well, it was so great. And so incredible that I wound up staying for the whole thing.
Standing?
Yes.
And this is an almost 3-hour long film.
Yes.
You are kidding me.
No. And I really, really loved this film. I mean, this is definitely top 20 all time for me.
What is it?
It is Boyhood.
Yes. The Richard Linklater vehicle.
Yes, the new Richard Linklater film. That doesn't have a whole lot in the way of big names. The biggest names I recognized were Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not much real star power here. But this is the story of a young boy whose life is traced for 12 years. From the time he is 6 until the time he's 18.
And it's the same boy.
Yes, it is the same boy.
This has taken 12 years to make.
In other words, yes, this film is 12 years in the making.
Amazing. Never been done.
I don't know where to start about what I thought about this thing.
Started from the bottom, now we have.
I guess I should issue a couple of disclaimers here because I am a sucker for this kind of coming-of-age story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had a little bit of Stand By Me in it. It also had a good bit of Diner in it.
Really?
Because like Diner, it's a film about nothing. You know?
Yeah.
It's
a snapshot of life.
Yes, there is no action. Nobody dies. Probably the worst thing that happens to this kid along the line, other than the normal things that are associated with going from the age of 6 to the age of 18, is that his mother runs across a couple of pretty sorry ex-husbands along the way.
That'll happen.
Yeah. But the story of this kid and the way the young boy, I can't think of his last name.
Eller Coltrane.
Yes, Eller Coltrane. The acting job that this young man did from the start to the finish of it was just astounding.
Is he going to be nominated for an Oscar? And it's really strange because it's like 12 Oscars, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if this is really an Oscar kind of film.
I bet it is. Everything that I've heard is that this thing is going to win, and it's not even going to be close. And that's not even considering the movies that even haven't come out yet.
Well, yeah, which are all the Oscar, related films come out in the fall.
Yeah, it should be. I just don't know if this is the kind of film that usually turns the Oscar people on, but Man, I cannot recommend this enough. This is so well done, and he uses so many wonderful devices in it. Like, as you move from year to year, there is nothing to indicate that time has changed. And it took me a little while to figure out what was going on here. To figure out that, okay, time has passed, and really, I guess it's about the passing of time.
So
more than anything else,
there was a Q&A afterwards. You said
yes.
How did we? How do we know when they filmed this, or what, like, was it just they said, "Let's meet on July 1st every year, and we'll film for a month, and then next year I'll see you again"?
Well, the guy who we're going to have Richard Linklater later on with us. When is it? Thursday?
Tomorrow.
5:15.
Okay, he's Wednesday. Supposed to be on with us. Then, and one of the actors in the movie, Brad Hawkins, is from here. He's one of the sorry ex-husbands. And he's from here, and I believe he's coming up, too. So both of those can clue us in. But there was a Q&A that I stayed for after it was over with him last night. Mm-hmm. And this was very much done on the fly, just whenever he could get, you know, the people that he needed for a scene together, he did that. You know, and it all happened to work out. And there were any number of things that could have gone wrong for him to cause him to have to change the narrative.
Oh, yeah, let's say Ethan Hawke dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if somebody dies during this? Then all of a sudden you've got, you know, a whole different story on your
hands. You
got
to write it in.
Yeah.
Or you scrap the film or whatever. It's a huge risk. But not a huge financial risk because it only costs $5 million to make this thing, and I have no idea how they pulled that off. None. That's why I can't wait to have him on, the great Richard Linklater.
Well, it's just astoundingly good on so many fronts. I mean, it was almost like watching that show Family that used to come on in the 70s, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. I remember us talking about it.
Yeah.
Where they documented this family for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was never a real big fan of that show or anything and only watched a few times, but it had a lot of that same vibe about it. Like, you'd see all these people interacting and...
Right.
And, I mean, you really thought that this was a real family you were seeing.
Right.
I mean, that's just how good the acting was.
Okay, let me ask you this. So, the kid would obviously, when they would film, and you'd see the boy, and he would look the same for a certain duration of the film,
mm-hmm.
and then the scene would end, and then they'd pick it up, and there was nothing to denote the lapse in time.
Not
there was
one thing.
Other than maybe the kid looking a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, then you would say, okay, let me put this into context. This kid looks a little bit older, so I'm assuming maybe 8 months has lapsed.
Yeah.
Okay?
There is.
Now, did you notice it in the style of clothing? Did you notice it in the year and make of cars?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because it's not like they had to go back and do a period piece, you know, and rent a bunch of cars from like 1999 or anything like that.
Well, they all still they stay very true to it in every way.
Because the fashion was the fashion at the time it was filmed. And the cars looked like the cars at the time it was filmed.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to go back and think of, oh, well, what were they wearing in 99? Because that was what they were wearing because it was filmed then. This is the most genius film idea that I've ever heard of.
Again, it seems impossible to pull off.
Well, he did it.
To come out this Friday?
I think it's not this Friday, is it? I think it's a little ways away.
Okay. We'll have him on tomorrow.
It is just astounding. I can't tell how absolutely blown away by that I am by this
thing. And if you don't know who Richard Linklater is, did you guys mention who he is?
The guy that did Dazed and Confused.
Which turns 20.
Right, this year.
This year.
From Austin, all that good stuff.
Yeah, the whole thing was shot in Texas, in various parts of it, including a scene down in Big Bend, which we'll get into that a little bit later on,
too. There you go.
Yeah. So it's good stuff, man. It is really good stuff, and I cannot encourage you all to go see this thing strongly enough. I loved it. All right, entertainment news on the way here.
All right, we'll detail the Sandra Bullock incident with a stalker.